Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey! It's your girl POC. POC host of Revive Radio. You already know each and every Sunday I need you guys to wake up. We'll meet your girl POC. We will reviving your airways. We reviving your airways all the way up until 1 p.m. today. Each and every Sunday we revive your airways from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on Time for the Wake Them. Man, I need you guys to spread the word, spread the message that we are now live. You can tune into us both ways. You got two ways to listen to us now. You can go to revivesalive.com. You can go to revivesalive.com and click that play button right there, or you can go directly to tune in. You can either download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening each and every Sunday, so you can hear me blessing your airways at 11 a.m. And you already know 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. each and every winning Wednesday here on Time for an Awakening. You can definitely tune in. This winning Wednesday will be a great show. We have a jam-packed show for you guys each and every week. We got a little bit of weekly thrill guests. We got some special guests. We got a little mixture of both, man. Definitely blessing the airways and sharing the airways with us here at Revive. So if you're someone who's actually looking to be a guest, speaking about guests, right? If you're someone who's looking to be a guest, definitely hit us up right now at revive.poc@gmail.com. Once again, that is revive.poc@gmail.com. Go ahead and send us an email over right now. If you're someone who has a startup business, you're an artist, you're an entrepreneur, whatever it may be, if you think you have something that the people need to listen to here on Revive, definitely hit us up right now. Once again, that email is revive.poc@gmail.com. Hit us up. And you already know you can follow us Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Once again, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. And when you guys get to reviveisalive.com, I need you to go ahead and click that link to subscribe to that Revive newsletter that comes out once a month. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Subscribe to that Revive newsletter. All you got to do is drop your email. We won't spam your inbox, I promise. We just trying to get that message out so you guys can stay in the loop with us here, Revive, so you know exactly what's going on with the Revive team and the Revive family, man. Make sure you guys stay locked to Revive each and every week. And tomorrow on DG, man, definitely stay tuned. Tomorrow on DG is going to be a crazy show. I'm going to put some more information about that show out a little bit later in the show today, but definitely stay tuned. Tomorrow we have an amazing guest coming on the Revive platform that you all might have some questions to. You know what I mean? Because we definitely was asking questions on social media, but now on Revive is the time where you can definitely jump on and give us a call and speak to our special guest tomorrow on DG. But today, I need you guys to give us a call, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. I need you guys to join in on the conversation today. Today, we have some amazing guests as well. We have iCare Academy coming through. Philadelphia's very own iCare Academy, and they're doing some amazing things in the city of Philadelphia, man. They actually just had, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, they had a W.E. Du Bois Day, and it was amazing. It was actually amazing. They celebrated some big figures who are making noise and making some moves in the city of Philadelphia. They had Wallow 267. They had Councilman Kenyatta Jones there. It was so many amazing people there that definitely had Patty Jackson. Shout out to Patty Jackson. She's a veteran in the game, in this radio game, definitely. So, yes, man, they honored some amazing people there with their W.E. Du Bois Day. I think that was about 2 weeks ago, man. But definitely we're going to talk about it a little bit here on Revive, and definitely just everything that they're doing in the city of Philadelphia. Their mantra is to educate, mentor, and to develop future leaders, engaging education through art. And that's what we're going to talk about here on Revive today, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned, because the art is taking back. The art is taking over. It's taking back the culture. That's what I'm trying to say. The art is taking back the culture in so many different ways. So many different ways to express yourself nowadays, right? this Thursday, shout out to Global Village. This Thursday, we just had an amazing time in D.C. We went home to the DMV area, and Global Village had their first jam session in the DMV area, and it was honestly amazing. The artist was amazing. It was definitely different, different vibrations, different energy coming from the different, I would say, environment, because you know, the Village is from Philly, you know, so to bring it to another environment and have them adapt the same, you know, ideals is crazy, because I was thinking, like, I was coming from Philly to go to D.C. and it was going to be the same kind of wave, but it was actually a different wave. Like, the different mindsets, the different everyday to day, like what people are talking about is completely different. And that definitely, you know, woke me up in a different way. It's like, no matter where you are, people are definitely going through the same things, but they're going to express it in different ways. And that's definitely something that I grabbed from the Village this past Thursday in the DMV area. Shout out to Neptune. Neptune blessed the mic on Thursday. She did her thing. Make sure you guys go listen to her EP right now, 21 on all platforms right now. Make sure you guys go check that out. Neptune, shout out. She from the DMV, but she out there in Baltimore doing her thing right now, man. I'm excited for everything that's coming from her. That young lady, she's doing some really big things in the Global Village as well. They're down. I think they're on their way, or if not, they're there right now at Southwest by Southwest in Texas, man. They're definitely about to be doing some big things. I'm trying to get revived there, Southwest by Southwest, man. We got to make our way there. Definitely, we definitely got to make our way there next year to Texas. I love Texas. At one point in my life, I really thought I was going to move to Texas, dog. I was like, yo, I'm going to Texas. And then I went to Texas and I did not like it. And that's crazy. And it wasn't that I didn't like it. I just wasn't ready for everything that Texas had. I actually enjoyed Dallas, but I was not feeling Houston as much as I thought I was going to, because I honestly wanted to move to Houston at the very beginning of, you know, my early 20s. I was like, yo, I'm about to go to Houston. But nah, I really wasn't feeling it. It was a lot of bougie people out there. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Let me just say it like that. I ain't going to put no funk on nobody, on nobody's city, but it definitely wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I definitely got to give a shout out, though. I'm over here rapping, but I definitely got to give a shout out to Harmony the Goddess. Her Earth Day birthday was yesterday. She celebrated her 27th lap around the universe. So definitely happy Earth Day birthday to Harmony the Goddess. She has been with Revive since the start. She's been shooting with me in the gym since the start. So definitely I got to give a huge shout out to Harmony the Goddess, man. She's not in the studio with me right now. She had a big birthday. Let's just say it like that. She had too much fun on her Earth Day birthday, but definitely shout out to her right now. I'm trying to get her life together. Appreciate you, though, Harmony. Definitely appreciate you. Definitely. And I need everybody, once again, I need everybody to spread the word, spread the message that we are looking for freelance journalists, freelance bloggers, and also freelance photographers. If you are someone who's looking for a home to store your art, store your information, store your blogs, store your articles that you put out, definitely reviveisalive.com is the place for you, man. Just hit me up at revive.poc@gmail.com. Once again, that is revive.poc@gmail.com. I need you guys to go ahead and hit me up right now so we can definitely get your work a home. We need your work to get a home, man. We need your work to get a home. And reviveisalive.com is the place to be. And definitely go check out CBE Lifestyles too while you're at it. CBELifestyles.com, so you guys can see that new Revive gear that's coming out this spring. Also, that Revive gear that we just dropped in the winter season, man. We dropped a crazy line. It felt so amazing to be at the jam on Thursday and to see everyone walking around with that Russell Brand gear, that Revive gear, man. It was amazing because when you put so much time into something, and you know what I mean, it's like views versus vision. That's something I've been pushing very crazy. Views versus vision. It's like my visions versus how you actually see it is like amazing to me to see that you see the vision that I was trying to put out at the very beginning. So I think that that's really, really big. That's really, really big. But I do have something I want to play for you guys today too, right? So while we were in D.C., I was having a conversation with someone and they told me to listen to this interview with Lauryn Hill. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna check it out. When I listened to it, it was amazing. It had so many different opinions and so many, you know, different perspectives in the interview. And I wanted to play it here for you guys today before we actually get the show started with our amazing guests. Once again, we have Philadelphia's very own Eye Care Academy coming through, blessing the airways. But I want to play this clip, this really quick clip for you guys. And I want you guys to give me some feedback from it too as well. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Once again, 215-490-9832. It's me, your girl, POC, man. I need you guys to spread the word, spread the message that we are live right now on Time for an Awakening. You can find us live right now at revivesalive.com. Click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at revive_POC. I'm about to play a really quick clip for you guys. I want to know your perspective. I want you guys to give me some feedback. Give me your opinion today here on Revive, man. Tell me what you think. It's about 7 minutes long. I know it's going to be really long, but I want you guys to actually listen to it and tell me what you guys are thinking. Definitely.
I want this young lady, this beautiful black young lady, to speak. I want to get something clear, okay? And this is from me. And I feel a lot of people have this. I am not prejudiced or biased to white people because the cameraman is a personal friend of mine and he's white. We're not talking about white people that have nothing against black people.
Can I say something?
Or, okay, 1 second. I don't have anything against white people. Okay, we're all free to opinions. Right. People with good hearts. I don't judge by color because I feel that I'll be just like the man that's judging me and putting the foot down on me. I judge the person that stabbed me in my back. If you white, Chinese, Ecuadorian, Hankuku, I'm going to take that knife out and stick it back in your chest. Right. Okay. Now, that's the way I feel. Okay, and to all, is a major amount of white people that keep a prejudice barricade. And that prejudice barricade keeps us all from being together as one. Now, go ahead, Paul.
All right, this is what I want to say. I want to say as far as hating white people or whatever, I don't hate all white people, but it's safe to assume, because of history, that all white people are out to get you. It's just that safe. It's like, and they say that the best teacher of the future is the past. If in the past all these white men was doing all this stuff to me, it'd be dumb for me to be thinking he my friend and come and hug him and embrace him, because then I'm giving him the chance to kill me. As a black man in this society and knowing how things are going on, it's safe for you to assume that any man, that white man is out to get you. See, it's nothing wrong with being prejudiced, because we all prejudge. You prejudge food before you eat it. You know what I mean? When you want to go to the store, you prejudge the outfit before you put it on. You see what I'm saying? So it's safe to prejudge. You have to know that every brother is not a brother and every other is not an other. But you must know who your enemy is. And on a major scale, on a worldwide scale, the white man is my enemy. So any white man that I see, I have to assume that he out to get me until he does something that proves otherwise.
Okay, but now let me explain. I agree with you almost 90%. 10% is me.
Right.
And the other 10% is saying that I'm not going to prejudge nothing because I don't want to be prejudged. Another thing, I don't want one brother that couldn't take it to go ahead like my man Ferguson is representing himself in court. You can't say that I'm like Ferguson. I can't say that one person, and that's what's got everybody twisted up. You cannot allow me as a person. I love what you are, very intelligent, ultra intelligent. But the thing is that people have judged one black person wrong action, and they spread it amongst a race. I am not going to keep doing what other people did. And Prophet, I agree with you.
But this is, check this out.
Okay.
But this is the science behind being, this is what power is. This is when you understand power and you know what power is, then you can do that. See, that's the difference between the God and the devil. Because the devil have the same power that God do, but what he do with his power, he just use it. You know what I'm saying? He just use it. See, being God, I know who to judge. I know how to judge. You're supposed to know how to judge, because like she was saying, you have to eliminate certain things from yourself. And how could you eliminate them from yourself if you don't judge them?
Man,
if you think that everything is good and if you take everything in, it'll kill you. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so the thing is,
we're not saying that. You can see it.
But I'm saying we agree.
You sort of
let's
like
not,
me.
But let's stop.
I don't want to build with you or against you. I want to build on it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I want to say one thing. You just said that if it's good, you'll be able to deal with it. So all I'm saying is I say whatever's good.
Whatever's good,
right,
is good. This is what I'm saying.
If 90% of it is bad, I'll keep chopping away the 90% and ripping it apart.
See, but that's what you're supposed to do, and this is all I'm saying.
So we say
all
the
I'm
same
saying
thing.
Is, right, we
you
say
got
the
one
same
style
thing.
Of saying that I
all I'm saying is that as black people, we have to be on our guard. And I'm saying let's not be passive.
Yeah. Because if you got 90% of the Caucasian race sticking together and they in power, then you need 150% of the black race because we don't have the economical power.
But it's like this.
It's all economics. Nobody's recognizing the fact that we're not thinking about the
economics. No, but it is economics, but you have to understand this.
White people will love you as long as you make money for them.
Listen, to an extent, though. To an extent, though. That's to one extent, though.
Exactly.
Listen, but listen to this. You have no real economic power, though.
But
listen to what I'm saying, though. Even though you make all of it, but it's like this. How can you have economic power? It's like this. You have to listen to this. How can I have anything if I can't defend it? Listen to what I'm saying, though.
Why can't you defend it?
Listen to what I'm saying. You seeing why we can't defend it? Because as a people, we being oppressed by the police with the guns. Listen to what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is this. We keep on going like this.
I'm saying this.
Hold on a minute.
You misunderstanding what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm saying. The only way, you have to know who you are, but you still have to know what your enemy is. When you're on a basketball team or a football team, before you go out into the field or onto whatever you do, what do? You go, you watch tapes. Not only strategy, you watch your enemy. You see who's this. You watch this man. You see how this man did that. You say, well, when he do this, you do that. So we have to know the same thing.
Okay.
We have to know. I'm not blaming. I'm saying people be like, you can't blame the white man for this and that.
No. Hold on.
What I'm saying
you're getting everybody misconfused.
I'm saying this. What I'm saying is we deal with reality right now. I'm saying let's deal with the basis of right now. We're talking about how we were kings and queens. That's all good. We discovered math and science. But now let's master math and science for right now.
Exactly.
So we can have economic power. We have to deal within ourselves and eliminate them from our equation completely.
We keep
on dealing like the white man. You know, as soon as you say the white man took everything away from me, that means you got to give him props for everything that you do have. Because every time that he took something away, that means he left, you know what I'm saying? He took his pressure off just a little bit so that you could win. What I'm saying is
I'm not giving him the credit.
I don't believe that.
Listen what I'm saying. I'm not giving him the credit. You know what I'm saying? Listen what I'm saying. I'm not giving him the credit. But I'm saying this. If I'm driving a car and I crash the car, you're going to say J-Rue crashed the car. Regardless of the fact. If I do something, then I do it. And if a man do something, I'm saying what he do. All I'm doing is calling out what they do. I'm saying, watch what he do and master yourself. That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
The only way you can master yourself.
Hold on. Check this out.
This is my question.
All right, no, wait a minute. Wait. Here's the situation. He has a strong 100% valid point. We agree. We have course differences, but they all come up to the same end.
I'm saying,
the way you're saying it,
enough rhetoric. Now, where's the solution? What do we do once we discover?
The solution is, like my man said, you have to know yourself. Because
okay,
the only way you can have
No. I want a solution for one thing.
There's a physical solution, and the physical solution is to know yourself.
But no.
After that.
Who is yourself?
Give it to me, something invisible.
This is what I'm saying.
Everybody talking about the solution.
And I'm going to tell you the solution. And then if you can't understand it, then there's no solution for you. It's like this. The solution is knowledge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that knowledge yourself is the solution is because once you know yourself, know who you are, know where you came from, know what you're capable of doing, you will do all things according to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is that people, we don't know who we are. When we know who we are and we understand we did, then we'll make those moves so we can have the economic power. Mm-hmm. So you can know it yourself. People talking about knowing yourself and all that, but a lot of people in here eat meat and
what
all that, and they was taught that
what
by
do you
somebody
feel?
Else.
Wait a minute.
Tell you the solution.
What do you feel to do about the cops?
You have to know yourself.
The problem is not
the
solution.
This is the solution. It's 40,000 police officers in New York City. There's over 2 million black men. The black men are disunited. If the black man stand up and recognize
that
we are on
now
our
Now change
brothers.
This tape, please.
And that was an interview with Lauryn Hill. And that was actually a crazy one. What is the solution? What is the solution? And we've been talking about the problems for a very long time. And the reason why I wanted to play that is because I actually had a very, very, very deep conversation with someone about that interview. We actually had the chance to listen to that after the jam this past Thursday. And we really got into it because it's so many different perspectives and opinions about how we can come to one common ground, how we can come to one solution. And I want to hear your opinion and your perspective here today on Revive. So I want you guys to give me a call, 215-490-9832. I need some feedback on that interview, man. Definitely. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be up with our first guest, Philadelphia's very own Eye Care Academy. Tune in. It's Meet Your Girl, POC, host of Revive Radio each and every Sunday.
All across America, people dream of home ownership. Your race, national origin, color of your skin should not affect your dream of owning a home. All too often, lenders target minorities and minority communities with bad loan products, destroying dreams and ruining lives. Lending discrimination is unlawful. If you believe a lender has targeted you with a bad loan, call HUD at 1-800-669-9777 or go to HUD's website, hud.gov/fairhousing. HUD. One call, many answers.
570,000 people die every year in the U.S. due to drug abuse.
Roughly 1 in 11 suffers from addiction to a drug of abuse.
Parents who use illegal drugs and tobacco put 50% of the nation's children at increased risk of substance abuse and of physical or mental illness.
We can end this one step at a time.
Call your local drug care center for help on the road to recovery.
You are not alone. Together we can end drug abuse, starting with you.
Make sure to visit us at our website at drjhsdrugabuse.weebly.com.
Also, don't forget to check out our Instagram page located on our website. And remember, if you use, you lose.
Separate my thoughts from my being. Throw me up in the air, way up to the ceiling. I fly 1,000 times towards the space of you.
Listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com. Not a Wu-Tanger.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is my, you know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl, POC. Yep, you know what time it is, man. It's me, your girl, POC, host of Revive. We are now back live here on Time for an Awakening, man. I need you guys to spread the word, spread the message. Everyone, right now, we are live. Time for an Awakening, man. Make sure you guys go click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Reviveisalive.com. Once again, Reviveisalive.com. We are reviving your airways all the way up until 1 p.m. today. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get to this caller really quick. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Harmony from Jersey.
What do you do,
Harmony? Hey, BLC. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you? Happy Earth Day.
I am well. I'm well. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. There's a lot for Robin Universe, but thank you. I appreciate it. But I had a comment about the video, and definitely I love the playlist, so shout out to the playlist.
Oh, all right. What's your comment?
So I kind of like, I agree with what you were saying as well earlier, and also what Lauren was saying with the solutions. We give so much power to what the quote unquote they are doing to us or they have done to us. But it's just like, what are we doing for self? Like, what are we doing to actually get out of this like conditioned mentality, this prison mind, this prison atmosphere? So it's just like, what are the solutions? Like, we always talk about what somebody did to us, but we never talk about what we're doing for ourselves. So I definitely just kind of want to amplify that that situation, because I think that's something that we really need to think about. It's like, what are we doing for self, and not so much of what they did, because we can't control what someone else do. We can only control what our response is, and that's real. Like, we only have a personal responsibility, and how you respond to things is how it's going to dictate your reality, is how it's going to dictate your conditioned mindset. Like, if you continuously stay in this prison mindset, you're going to stay in this prison mindset. Like, even when you awaken and you revive yourself, like, are you still going to do the same thing that you've been doing for the past years, or that your generation behind you, your mom, your grandma, whatever the case may be? Like, are you still going to follow in those footsteps when you understand what path they already took, like why they are the way they are? It's just like, what are you doing for self? So I just kind of want to amplify that, and I just kind of want to make a point.
No, I appreciate your comment. Definitely, I appreciate your comment, and I do agree with you somewhat too, because I'm like you said, when she kept saying, "Who is they? Who is they?" We find ourselves always passing blame or putting blame. And he said that this should not be the gentleman who was talking. Said that this should not be a passive situation, and it's like, but we keep passing the blame. You know what I'm saying? We keep passing the blame instead of just meeting the situation head on and saying, "Okay, this is the problem. Now, what are the solutions?" We keep talking about the problem.
Right.
So I definitely agree with you.
Right.
You're saying, like, what can we do for self? What can we do for self? So I appreciate you, Harmony, the goddess, man. Take care. Happy Earth Day. Happy birthday. I'll see you later.
I appreciate you. Have a good show.
No doubt. Man, I agree with you, man. And I want everybody else who has an opinion or perspective on the interview we just played, man, make sure you guys give us a call, 215-490-9832. What are the solutions? We all have one common ground, and we know the problem, but how are we going to get through these solutions, man? I want to hear it today live on Revive. But let's get into it with our first guest here on Revive, Philadelphia's very own iCare Academy. Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing tonight, this morning?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, man. I'm excited to be speaking with you guys. Before we get started, I want you to definitely introduce yourself and let the people know exactly who we're speaking with.
This is Lox Knox, the CEO and founder of iCare Academy.
Yeah, it's Brandon Laws, one of the administrators of iCare Academy.
Awesome. And Imani Knox, another administrator of iCare Academy.
Okay, we got the whole team today. That's what's up. That's what's up, definitely. And iCare Academy is definitely a Philly-based program, correct? Or or can we find it anywhere else?
Well, we're in Philadelphia right now. We actually come from an organization called the Artists United, which is located in 7 cities. But right now, the program that we started with the youth is located here in Philadelphia.
Okay, okay. And when did you guys actually get started?
The program itself started maybe about 5 years ago.
Okay.
I was the dean at Kipp High School. And inside of the school, I would teach the students more about self-appreciation, self-worth, unity, leadership. And they were studying the Constitution at the time, learning more about the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment.
Okay.
So we started a program called the Alliance of the Lions. And they were fighting for their rights for a proper education, the freedom of choice, of voice. And it was so much that the students came on board to do, just to let people know that they were stepping up into leadership roles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we began the WEB, the Boys Day, which was an amazing event.
I love that event. That's actually that's actually the event that actually caught my attention. Definitely was the event that caught my attention. And Brandon, I want to ask you this question. I see that you guys have the mission, your mission on the website. Could you talk a little bit about that for our listening audience today?
Yeah, well, iCare Academy does. We teach. Well, first it stands for Internet Culture, Arts, Recreation, and Edutainment, which means we engage education through the arts. So, intended upon whatever it is each individual student wants to learn, we utilize the entertainment industry to teach them that no matter what industry that they want to go in.
Okay,
We normally do it through projects.
What kind of projects? Talk a little bit about that. What kind of projects?
So, for one, our annual WEB, the Boys Day, which teaches the students production, which is 100% student-led. We've done a Philadelphia Freedom March fighting for the rights to a proper education and for the rights to vote. We've also done a lot of other productions, such as the Islamic Heritage Festival, Warm Daddy events, Grammys. We've done a lot of events with the Grammy Association. Actually, one of the people that started the academy is the vice president for the Grammy Association in Philadelphia.
Awesome.
That's awesome. We've done over at least 40 events so far over the last couple of years.
Okay. And when you guys say students, could you guys break that down? Is this something, is it like a school where people can come, where students can come and sign up and they would take like after school studies? Or is it just a terminology that you guys use for the people who join into the academy?
It's interesting because the academy started initially inside of Kipp High School. Mm-hmm. I left the high school. This is Locke speaking. I left the high school back in June to start the academy 100%. We are a 501c3 now. And we have a location where we teach the students down at 25th and Wharton. So it's more after school programming, internships for the students. We also do Saturday and Sunday classes too as well. And it's all individually based depending on what the students are looking for.
Okay. And Ms. Knox, when they say the entertainment side, like you guys are teaching them the game of entertainment. Could you explain to us like what kind of entertainment, whether it's acting, dancing, singing? Can you break that down a little bit for the audience?
Okay. So for starters, I'm the founder of the Artists United, which is another not-for-profit which educates, develops, markets, and promotes people utilizing the entertainment industry. We're in our 17th year. I've been teaching people the business behind the business. We started off with an event called the AU Solutions, where we brought in entertainment veterans to come in to speak with the different people who were learning the business. But it's everything, singing, acting, dancing, musicians, photography, graphic design, video editing. It was all parts of the entertainment industry. Confucius had a saying. He said, to change the mindsets of the people, you start with their music. I was in the entertainment industry for many, many years as a performer. And I learned so much about the entertainment industry that it was more about what was happening behind the scenes versus what was happening on the scene. Mm-hmm. And that gave people a chance to learn different crafts, get different outlooks on what makes up the entertainment industry, create different trades, have different jobs, because believe it or not, it's not the person in front of the camera that makes the most money.
And that's a fact. That is definitely a fact, right? So when it comes to preparing the students for, you know, the different events that you guys have, how do you guys get them in the right environment, get their confidence up, help them to build with their confidence in their skills and their crafts dealing with the entertainment world?
Well, for starters, when the students come on board with iCare Academy, we put them on these what we call ILPs, independent life plans.
Awesome.
Where we figure out what are some of their focuses, what are some of their goals, and then they go over some of the basics that they need to learn, communication, presentation, learning how to do public speaking, things that they need to know in order to present themselves properly to the world. So when the students come on, they take acting classes, some of them are taking photography classes, they're learning how to present themselves properly, and that's what all students get that when they first come into the academy. Then when it comes down for us to do the events, depending on what it is that they would like to do, we have different facets from sound, lighting, event management, event production. Some people want to be in front of the camera. Some people want to be behind the camera. But we try to teach them all different facets.
And do you guys have to go looking for your students, or 9 times out of 10, or are the students just coming to you?
So far, thank God, they've been coming to me. and believe it or not, Imani and Brandon both were students of the academy.
Awesome. That's awesome. Imani, could you talk a little bit about your experience that you had at the academy while you were a student?
Well, Lox is my father, if that's not strange enough. at the high school, it originally was 8 students. We were all like the grade 8. That's what they called it, the grade 8.
Awesome.
And then we, the boys, talked about the talented 10. So from there on, we just branched out, like, from seniors to grabbing juniors. The juniors would grab the sophomores, and so on and so forth. I've graduated 3 years ago. Now we have 108. So now I'm being at the top and the lead. It's like I'm, like, teaching the students as well, even though we were all in the same high school together. And it's, like, so awkward.
And what is your talent? What is your gift that you bring to the iCare Academy?
One of my main talents, I do website building. I built the website that you're looking at.
Awesome. I'm actually going through it now. That's really amazing.
So I do that. I like to also help the students with photography, clothing, designing, and stuff like that, because, you know, everybody wants to have their own clothing line.
Definitely. And Brandon, what is that one talent, that one gift that you may see all the time coming through the doors? Like, I want to be a rapper, or I want to be an entertainment. What's that one thing that almost every student wants to be?
Well, everybody wants to be famous. I can't really pinpoint an exact thing that everyone wants to do, but I know for certain everybody wants to be famous.
And you even saying that everybody wants to be famous, what does that mean to you? Like, you know what I mean? When a child walks in and say, I want to be famous, what's the first thing that goes through your mind when you hear that?
The first thing that comes to my mind, I typically ask, what do you want to do? Because you can be famous doing anything. You could be a rapper, singer. You could be a famous doctor or lawyer. It really doesn't matter. If you're talented in your craft, you can reach that level that you want to get to.
That is a fact. Do you think fame should still be a goal, though? Do you think, you know, children should still aspire to be, you know, famous?
Well, everybody should aspire to be educated. Well, because fame is really, that's really dependent on the person. Not everybody wants to be famous. Mm-hmm. But everybody should look to be an educated person, educated individual. And success is really dependent upon the person.
And this is some of the lessons and messages that you are pushing to the students. Have you got any good responses from that when you push those good messages and positive messages out?
Actually, yes. Through the IOPs, we've helped a lot of students, even in the early stages of their high school careers, figure out what it is that they want to do with their lives. So we reach out to other people who do that professionally, hook them up with internships and other jobs that can help them reach that level before they even graduate high school.
And Mr. Knox, would you say that there is opportunity here in the city of Philadelphia? Would you say for the kids who are aspiring to be in the entertainment world, would you say that there are opportunities right here at home for them in Philadelphia?
Oh, there are multiple opportunities to get into the entertainment business here in Philadelphia. There are programs like ours. There's Junior Music Execs that is out there. There are programs like Hip Hop Heritage. One of the things that we have been doing as iCare Academy is being a hub for other organizations. We're not saying that we're the ones who do everything at all, especially when we're finding students that want to do some things that we don't offer. Philly Cam offers programs for students who are looking to do television production. What we do is we try to find those organizations out there so that students can come to us, they can go to them, and be able to get their craft really where they want to be. There's so many programs out there, but they're not always highly marketed out there. So it's just really a point of really, but there are a lot of programs. Like the world would say, oh, they're cutting out a lot of things. I'm going to say that's probably not true. I don't think people are taking the time to look for them. Some of the parents are not so hands-on nowadays with their students' development. I know students so far, they're so stuck on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. They're not looking for these outlets. So we try to do some of that digging for them. And all we really can do is offer them opportunities. We can't get them to drink the water. We can lead them to the water, but we can't get them to drink the water. But believe it or not, students are really looking for outlets. It's not in the schools like it used to be. It's not heavily promoted. When you think about the radio, you're thinking about TV, like the things as propaganda that's being put out there for our students is not really for their success. You know, so many things that are put out is really more for their demise. You know, the school to prison pipeline was real. You know, some people don't even, they don't even know that President Clinton was found guilty of the school to prison pipeline. You know, take away the education. They said, take the shackles off of their feet and put it on their minds. And the entertainment industry is pretty much doing that to them. And they're thinking that what is, but it really isn't. So you got to show them different ways, you know?
Definitely. And I was actually going to ask you a question about that, too. You brought it up about social media. How do you separate, you know, when they come in the doors, you know, you're trying to teach them something, you're trying to give them a different idea of how you can actually get things done, but then you have to compete with the cell phones, you know, you have to compete with the Instagram and the Twitter. How do you guys separate that there at iCare Academy?
Well, one of the things that the students know is that I am no competition. The telephone is no competition to me, personally. I don't try to take it away from them. I try to show them how to use it differently. It's more of a marketing tool. We teach a lot about entrepreneurship. And if they looked at how they use social media and how they use the internet in order for them to educate themselves, and they're spending more of their time developing themselves versus taking time trying to promote something that really didn't mean anything. They're building their businesses. They're starting their brands. They're understanding how to create those relationships with people where it's built upon business, not just about the personal, which a lot of students actually do because pretty much how social media was set up. But most of our students are setting up their social medias as business pages. So, you know.
And that is amazing. That is definitely amazing. Because like you said, it is a tool and it should be used as a tool, especially because it's free. You'll be able to reach, you know, billions of people around the world just by this one instrument of a cell phone or, you know, a social media platform. So I agree with you with that. But by you saying that your students are setting it up as, you know, business pages, and now you have to think of, you know, you have to think it more of an entrepreneurial way. How do you guys break down financial literacy there at iCare Academy? For them to understand, like, you know, once you make that transaction, you're now, you know, part of a business.
Well, once the students, and that's actually one of the goals that we're getting all the students to think in an entrepreneurial way, once they put their minds towards building business and building their own business, not working for someone else, financial literacy is something that we teach from the gate. It's something for them to understand, like budgets, life plans. One of our students, he explained to me, which was so interesting. He says, we're living in the facade. He said, because everything is given to us. So when you get older,
I'm sorry,
you
Mr.
would
Knox,
think.
I didn't catch that. I didn't catch that. You said your students say we're living in a facade. I didn't catch what you said. He said we're living in a facade.
Yeah, he said everything was given to them.
Okay.
It wasn't like they were working for it. So as they get out of high school, they would have had to actually work for the monies that they get. And the facade that they have is like, okay, they need sneakers, their parents buy it. They need a haircut, someone gives them money. They need food, it's always there. So the majority of students or young people are living in the facade thinking that everything is going to be handed to them. And they're not out there actually working for it. So then their value on the dollar is not the same. When they start looking at how much is the cost to start a business or how much does it cost for their basic living and where is that money coming from, it gives them a different understanding about financial literacy. You know, even every Wednesday, we actually have is FES, Financial Educational Services, at our building at 2501 Wharton Street. We the credit people come in. They say good credit, bad credit. people have bad credit because they didn't teach us about credit back in high school. They didn't teach us about the things that we really needed to do in order for us to have, like, good credit. I think when I started off even with FES, I realized my credit score was like 450. And it wasn't because I had bad credit. It was because I had no credit. Mm. And no credit was bad credit.
Yes,
you know, as a student at college, and like my daughter can attest to this, they'll give you all kinds of credit cards, you know, sign up for this and sign up for that. But they're not teaching you like the proper way of actually being able to utilize it. And so you wind up in these bad situations and don't know how to get out of it. But financial literacy is something that is so important for the youth and adults to really to hone in on, to educate themselves on. But we know that the Black community, unfortunately, that's not something that most people really even talk about in the home. You know, parents don't talk about, like, their finances. They don't really talk to the students about, like, the bills and where does the money come from or the sacrifices that they need to make in order to survive. And so by the time that the child gets older and they have to do it for themselves, they're either fending for themselves or they're listening to people who don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Or trying to find ways for them to educate themselves. But the younger we get them, the more that they'll be able to be financially sound as they get older.
And that's a fact. You named a lot of great, you just dropped a lot of great gems in that one, because a lot of parents, a lot of people don't necessarily speak on their financials. They think it's a secret. They're supposed to keep it to themselves. You know, especially if they make a little bit of money, they're like, oh, no, this is my money. I'm going to hold it to myself. But it's so many other ways. If you just have that, you know, that conversation with someone, it can change your perspective of how you save money, how you invest money, you know, things like that. How you even value money can definitely change, too. But we do have a call on the line, you guys, so I want to get to this call. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Good morning. This is Rashad from West Philly. I actually have, like, two statements in one question, but I won't be long. My first statement is that I love that you guys do a W.E.B. Du Bois thing. Every often, oftentimes what happens is that we celebrate the more well-known leaders, so I'm definitely glad that you're highlighting one that isn't highlighted often. And I like that the other guy said that he doesn't take the phone out the classroom, and that's really meeting children where they are and really sparking their interest and more so using Instagram in a different platform. So I definitely love that. I love what you guys are doing. My question is, in regards to volunteer opportunities, I know you said that you have Saturday and Sunday classes. If someone wanted to volunteer like myself, how would we go about that?
Good question.
Well, one, we always take volunteers. One of the things we put out there, we tell people we need time, finances, and resources. It takes a village to raise a child. And any type of help that someone wants to come in to help out, on our website, you can actually go on to iCareAcademy.org. There is a link there. We can sign up for a volunteer. We definitely will come out and speak with you. Or you can come down to the building when we're there at 2501 Wharton Street. You can actually call us. You can call me directly if you would like to as well. We're open for opinions, ideas. Right now, our students are working on the I Care to Vote campaign again, where we're trying to get more people understanding about the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. Our focus right now is trying to find more first-time voters so they can understand the voters' process, knowing more about voters' rights and awareness. One of the things that we do know is that the lack of voting is one of the reasons why we're in some of the situations that we're in right now. So we're open for any type of help that people actually have. We're doing fundraisers as well. And actually, the students just landed a television show with Philly Cam, so we're going to be working on that too, which is giving the students a chance to have a voice.
That's really big, Mr. Knox. I appreciate you calling for calling in, man, asking that. That was a really good question. I appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
That's really big right there, the team up with Philly Cam. That is really, really big. But I do want to jump into the W.E. Du Bois Day, too, because she definitely made a good point about that. You guys are definitely highlighting, you know, some different folks that we may not see every day, all day. And you guys also gave, you know, some awards out to some Philadelphia natives, too, who are making some moves, some big moves in the city of Philadelphia. So can you guys definitely address that for the listening audience today?
You know, so interesting. This is our fourth year doing the WEB, the Boys Day. We have honored over 50 individuals so far.
Awesome.
We've honored Patty Jackson, Deanna Williams, Lady B, Tiffany Bacon, Senator Hughes, Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Brown, Curtis Jones, Wallow 267, the mayor, the president
Johnson.
Of the Man Music Center, Freeway, when I say Michael Jerick from the news, the list goes on. And these are people who continually do things for the students' growth. On our website, you'll be able to see some of the past honorees that we've honored. We're already starting on doing our event for next year. And living in the legacy of W.E.B. Du Bois, one of the quotes that he says, there can be no perfect democracy curtailed by color, race, or poverty. Most people don't even realize that he wrote the very first black dissertation. It was like a black case study. It was called The Philadelphia Negro. It was an amazing book. They should read it. He actually came to Philadelphia, and he studied the socialism of the black people in the 7th Ward. The 7th Ward extended from the Schuylkill River all the way down to 7th and Spruce, down to South Street, all the way back over to the river, which that was all black people. You know, South Street, until now, where almost no black people really live down there, was only populated by black people. He wasn't well welcomed. You know, he was knocking on the doors. He was a fair-skinned, light-skinned, almost white guy. You know, we do know he was the very first black person to graduate with a doctorate from Harvard. We also know that he was one of the co-founders of the NAACP. Often when you hear about the W.E.B. Du Bois, it kind of reminds me of the movie Wakanda, Blacks Fighting Blacks. They always talk about his debates that he had with Booker T. Washington and how Booker T. had this ideology that the black people should take over the workforce. Right. Actually, Brandon can speak on it. He actually did a study on that.
Okay, Brandon.
Yeah, when I was in. Oh, sorry, say that again?
No, I was like, okay, I want to listen to it. I'm listening to you.
Cool. I just graduated high school last year, but in my senior year, I did an essay on W.E.B. Du Bois versus Booker T. Washington, where, like Locke said, Booker T. believed that we should take over the workforce, while W.E.B. Du Bois believed that we should gain a higher education and take over those higher ranking jobs so that we could hire our own. Whatever the case may be, I didn't personally understand the power struggle, because if they were to both unite, we could have did some amazing things back in that time period.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And what do you think, though? Like, I know you said we both unite, but based on both opinions, where would you have went? Like, which way would you have turned? Would you have gone with Booker T. Washington, or would you have gone with W.E. Du Bois?
Personally, I can't really pick a side. I would have chose both.
Okay.
Really, because you need the people who think, you need the people that do. A system doesn't work without having both of those things.
And that's a fact. And that's kind of sort of what we was listening to earlier when I played the interviews. Like, we know the problems, but what's the solution? And your solution is basically saying that we need to come together so we can make, a bigger movement, an even bigger movement together, so the unity. I'm feeling you, Brandon. Thank you for that. Thank you for that piece. But how was this 2018 W.E.B. Du Bois Day? What can you guys take away from this event that just passed?
Personally, what I can take away is, I personally think this is probably one of our biggest W.E.B. Du Bois Day events. Even though we're looking for next year to be even greater, I believe that just from the list of people that we honored, that was an amazing star-studded list. And the students really showed up and showed out for that night and took over that whole event. We went viral that night, actually.
That's awesome.
Wallow 267 gave an amazing speech that night. I know, because he didn't come at the older generation, but he just let them know that you have to listen to the younger generation, because we're the ones that have to take over for those people later on down the line. So if they're not listening to it, that generation gap is just going to create more separation and more issues, and then we're not going to further progress.
Exactly, man. Brandon, you sound like the truth over there, man. Definitely. I can't wait to meet you in person. That is a fact, for real. Well, Mr. Knox, I definitely want to say thank you guys for coming on and blessing us here on Revive Radio. If you guys can give yourself a shout-out right now, let the people know how they can find you, social media, your website. If they want to volunteer once again, please put that information out there for them.
Well, you can definitely find us on our website, which is iCareAcademy.org. We have a lot of information up on the website. We are on Instagram at iCareAcademy, iCare.academy. You can find us on Facebook under iCareAcademy. You can always call us on the telephone at 215-821-8644. Again, that's 215-821-8644.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you guys. I wish you guys many blessings on your future endeavors. And we are in city. We are in the same city, so I'm definitely going to try to come down there and meet you guys sooner than later. I appreciate you guys.
Yes, thanks a lot so much for having us, PLC.
No doubt. Have a great week.
You too.
You too.
That just wrapped up an amazing interview with Philadelphia's very own iCare Academy, man. Make sure you guys go follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and social media at iCareAcademy. I apologize. iCareAcademy. Make sure you guys go follow them right now. And definitely go to their website at iCareAcademy.com. Make sure you guys go check them out. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after our quick commercial break, we'll be up next with our second guest here live on Revive Radio, man. Make sure you guys give us a call, 215-490-9832. We revive your airways all the way up until 1 p.m. today. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Spread the word. Spread the message. It's Meet Your Girl POC. We live, baby.
Credit card, known to many as a mere modern convenience, though the truth is far more disturbing. This little piece of plastic and metals is a common commodity in the American household. You may have seen your mother buying groceries with one, or using it to treat herself to a brand new vacuum cleaner, and thought little of it. But looks can be deceiving, and this mother's little helper is quite the deceiver. You see, it may seem easy to pay for things with this card, but soon you will learn that there is a price for frivolous spending, and you will be led down a dark path, the path of debt.
Only 10% of us get enough daily exercise.
And that number is dropping.
Nearly 30% of us are overweight or obese.
As a result, we now have a shorter life expectancy than our parents.
But give us the right start in sports, and we'll never stop. Learn how at activeforlife.ca.
Man, it's me, your girl, POC. We're reviving your airways here on Revive Radio, man. Stay locked each and every Sunday here on Time for the Awakening, man. You can tune in by reviversalive.com. Once again, reviversalive.com. Go ahead and click that link in my bio right now, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at revive_POC. Or you can go directly to tune in. You can either go to the website or just download the app and search Time for the Awakening to hear Meet Your Girl, POC, live on these airways each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you already know each and every winning Wednesday, we live here on Time for Awakening each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tune in, spread the word, spread the message, man. We're going to go to our next guest here on Revive Radio. Man, make sure you guys stay tuned. She is an incredible artist, man. Duchess Simone, good morning, good morning. How are you? It's afternoon now. What's up, Duchess? How you feeling?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be speaking with you today, man. I heard a lot of great news about you, Duchess.
Thank you. That's so awesome. I've heard a lot of great things from you as well. So it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No doubt. Could you go ahead and tell the people who you are so they know exactly who we're speaking with?
Well, my name is Duchess Simone. I'm from Philly. I'm a poet. I'm an author. I'm a model. And I'm also an actress. I just released a book last year. It's titled Bear With Me. It's a book of poetry. And also, at the top of this year, well, still is pretty much the top of this year, I took a poem from the book and put it to music. So it's a spoken word piece that I released entitled Deserve/Black Man. And you guys can check that out.
No doubt. Okay, you got innovative with the style. I love it. I love it. And you're from the city of Philadelphia. So would you say that Philadelphia helped you start your flow into your artistry?
Actually, you know, that's a very interesting question because growing up in Philly was a little bit interesting for me. I lost my dad when I was really, really young. And in losing my father, I actually found my voice.
Okay.
For him. And so growing up in Philly with a different kind of perspective is what it's like to be a young woman in the inner city has really helped me figure out where I want to even position myself in life and also the world of art. So I think that it's definitely helped me and guided me in terms of where I wanted to put myself in the world.
Okay, okay. And when you say that you found your voice, you would say you found your voice through the pen, or when you started writing, did you automatically start giving your spoken word out to the world, or was it something that you kept to yourself?
It was definitely something that I've kept to myself. it was always a trying to stick my feet in the water, just learning how to get my feet wet. But to be perfectly honest, I did it one toe at a time.
Love it.
You know what I mean? I used to perform at school assemblies, and I did a lot of talent shows. So I was definitely a performer, but it was more fluid writing through the pen or the instrument, I'll say. It was definitely more fluid because it was a more of a spiritual practice for me, because it was me offering my prayers up to my dad, and I became really close to him through my poetry. So performing, it was more of a fluid process, whereas writing was definitely more sacred and more near and dear and close to me.
No doubt. And would you say if someone was to pick up your book today, they will be able to be real close to you? Would they be able to find out more about you as a person?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I titled it Bear With Me. It's definitely Bear With Me as I'm exposing myself and I'm really stripping away everything. The only thing that's left is the flesh, the blood, the ideas, but I'm putting it all on the table. But at the same time, these are experiences that I have not dealt with since I was a little girl. These are not very comfortable things that I'm talking about in my book. And because I have been raised by Superwoman, you know, I'm the youngest of six kids. So I've always had that mom who's like, no, we got to figure this out, making a way out of absolutely nothing. So it's more of me tapping into the human side of things. I don't like to think about, you know, being down and out. I don't like to think about the heartbreak. I don't like to think about, you know, being homelessness. I don't like to think about all of these things, and I haven't. So me writing this book and me putting all of these thoughts and these experiences into these poems, it's like, bear with me as I'm getting myself through this, but also bear with me that there's nothing there. There is no pretense. This is all of Duchess that you're getting right now.
Awesome. And have you spoken with anyone who has came to you and said, you know, something that I read out of your book really can just, I can relate to. I can really just, you know, see myself in the same predicament, you know, just going through it in a different way or anything like that. Have you received any, you know, testimonies back from someone reading your book?
Absolutely. There's the book actually opens up with a poem that I wrote to the man who killed my father.
Wow.
And it wasn't necessarily the most comfortable thing to get myself through when writing it. It's definitely not comfortable performing it. But at the end of the day, I'm settled within myself. And someone who has also lost someone to violence came to me and said, this is the most eloquent expression of revenge that I could ever fathom. And it touched me in a way because I wanted to really express how I felt, but I'm not by any means trying to get back at anybody. I think that struggle and my need for progression is that slap in the face, because you, at the end of the day, tried to take something from me that you did not take from me. You know what I mean? And so for someone to be able to receive that through my words and be able to find victory and to be able to hold on to that, that uplifted me in so many different ways. I wasn't even able to really deal with that at the time. It's actually giving me chills now that I'm speaking about it again. But
awesome.
I definitely have received those. I get text messages every so often, and it really is amazing. It's a blessing to be able to share my gift and to really shed some light on my human experiences.
That's amazing, man. I love that. You know, you say that you're starting to find your way through it all, like through it all. And the best part about it is that, you know, art is alive. You know, art is alive, and people are starting to put more back into the arts to keep it alive so we can have, you know, freedom of expression, and we can express ourselves so people can relate and understand, you know, why we may think what we think or why we may do what we do. And why I'm asking this question or why I'm saying this is because as I'm looking through your Instagram and everything about your website, all I see is the color purple, violet, amethyst. This, like, it's just jumping up at me. Why did you pick that color? Like, why is that your color?
Actually, it chose me. Okay. If I could be all the way honest, once I put the pieces together, I came to realize that the color purple, the purple gods have chosen me. I was a little girl, my mother always had me in purple instead of pink, so that's right off the bat. I grew up and I learned that the color purple represents so many things. And one of those things that I really, really love about it is that it represents royalty. Now, you got to hear me out when I say it chose me. My name is Duchess, my father's name is Duke, and my mother's name is Regina. That sounds like a royal court to me, but I'm, you know, I'm not, you know. And so I also, over the years, I've learned that purple represents creativity. Purple represents wisdom. It represents peace. It represents passion. And I also learned that it is the color of the seventh chakra, which is corresponds with I know. And that also ties into how I, you know, as a poet, my acronym is POET for Person of Enlightened Thought. It all circles back. Purple is also the color of Sagittarius, which is my star sign. And it all circles back for me. So it was easy for it to be a transition. I've always had a thing for purple hair. And I got to a point where, you know, my mom, she's like, you have to, you know, not necessarily go all in. So I'm like, okay, I'll do the purple hair. And then came purple glasses. And, of course, I had to have my lipstick to match. And then one day I'm like, you know, why are my toes not in no more? I'm all in with it. So I just threw out everything, and I've just been all purple ever since. I've never felt more like myself, and I love the way that people express themselves to me when they see me. And I do love to talk about it because it really is. It's an amazing experience.
No doubt. And the crazy part is one of my favorite stones is an amethyst. Do you own an amethyst?
I've owned plenty of amethysts.
That's,
yes.
That's my favorite stone, definitely. I love it. And I wanted to ask you that, though. Why do you, you know, do you actually get into the whole stones and crystal field when it comes to just the amethyst? I don't want to break down, you know, the whole entire situation, but just the amethyst. What does the amethyst bring to you?
It does bring a lot of peace to me. It brings a lot of clarity. I prefer to have them in my workstation and where I sleep specifically, because those are the places where I let myself all the way down. I don't necessarily have to put on any airs, or I don't have to have any preparedness when it comes to how I want to operate in those spaces.
Awesome.
And so that's it. I have them all throughout the house, but mainly I have the most by my workstations and by my bed.
That's love. That is definitely love. So what can we expect from you coming up in 2018? I know, like you said earlier, it's still the earlier months of 2018, but what else can we expect? Because I see you doing some big things. You just did a photo shoot with Saeed, things like that. You had the art gallery that you guys did about a week ago. So what can we expect from you?
You can definitely expect to see more of my face.
That's a great thing.
I have been working on a few projects over the past few months that have not even seen the light of day. I'm definitely doing some more modeling. I'm definitely doing some more acting. I have some more poetry coming out. Definitely some more music. And just really, really spreading the word of self-awareness and self-love and self-acceptance, because I realize that there is not enough of that. You don't have to necessarily
look for people for validation when you know who you are. And so with me being so comfortable in my skin and with me being so aware of who I am, I would like for others to find themselves through seeing me already discovered. And so through my different mediums, that's what you can expect from me in 2018.
No doubt. And you just performed at the Bake Gym, too, a couple weeks ago. Can you tell the people a little bit about that event and how, you know, what you can actually take away from it, actually?
The Bake Gym was really cool for me. The homie Fred, I met him in L.A. several years ago. And it's funny because he hit me up. He came to my book signing in December, and he hit me up and said, hey, can you come perform at the Bake Gym? And I'm like, no doubt, I'm there. And it was my first time ever attending the Bake Gym, so I didn't have any expectations. And it was a really harmonious experience. It was a true pleasure. It was my first time performing my poem of the spoken word song that I just dropped. It was my first time performing it. And the receptiveness of the community was just really emotionally overwhelming for me, because one thing that I really wanted to convey was the rawness and the sincerity of the emotion behind the piece. And it was really well received. And that's something that I'll always hold very near and dear. It was definitely a pleasurable experience, to say the least.
Okay, I'm with it. I got to make it to a Bake Gym too, man. I seen Fred at actually the Global Village, and he was telling me about the Bake Gym. I'm like, yo, I should have never missed that one. So I'm trying to make it to a Bake Gym too, because I heard a lot of great feedback from it, from Fred. Also, Vegan Spice was there too, so they told me a lot of great things about the Bake Gym. So I'm definitely trying to come through to try that out one time for the one time. But I had to ask you a question too, because you kind of slid it in there a little bit too quick, actually, when you were talking about poeting. Can you explain that? And if I even said it right, please correct me if I didn't.
Poeting?
Poeting, yes. You gave it an acronym. You said it real fast.
Oh, yes. P-O-E-T, a person of enlightened thought. So I came up with this because I don't want to be put in a box. I don't necessarily want to be confined to any form of standard that you may have of your spoken word artist or that you may have of a poet. So because I express my poetry in various forms, be it written, be it sung, be it spoken word, I don't want to say over the mic, you know, this is all that I as a person of enlightened thought. And it also is tied back into the seventh chakra, which is the color purple as well. I refer to poeting as me just existing, me doing my thing, me being on the mic, me ministering to a person in the grocery store, because I am a person of enlightened thought. It's all cyclical. It's all one big cycle for me.
And that's a fact, and I love it. I love that you created that acronym for yourself, because that helps you keep going. Like, when you start to create different mantras in your head, it helps you to keep going, because every day you wake up and you know who you are, you know what you're trying to succeed, you know what you're going to get out of this 24. So I definitely love that one right there, because that gives a different perspective of how you're definitely creating your own lane, you know, in a world full of artists, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you on that, definitely. But before you leave, Duchess, you know it's only right that I call you out, man. I definitely want to hear some of your poeting live here on Revive, if you don't mind. Could you drop a couple bars for us today?
All right, I got P-O-E-T, a person of enlightenment. Spend some time with me. I'll have you sorting light and dark. Like you're doing laundry on a breezy Sunday. Like it's all about choices. You can always have it your way. So, baby, just tell me what you prefer. I've seen you walk the straight and narrow, but can curves I can give you back. Take you to space and bring you back. Have you so high on my frequency like you OD'd on dopamine. It's rather dope of you to notice me in hopes that we create the constant flow of never-ending energy. That's I-N-N-E-R. Capital
Give me that old bring in that tea, ooh wee, cause I can see the God power in you. My vibe will bring it out, make you smile from within you, please. Stay for a while, let me enter in the clouds, wrap you in my purple shroud and show you how I get down. I'll put the rhythm in your rhyme, put some pep in your step. I'll help you open up your eyes and not the physical set. Your inner spirit wants to rise, seven chakras aligned, kundalini awaken and welcome to the divine.
Hey, yeah, I love it, man. I love it. That kundalini, yo, I just learned what that was. Yo, every time I hear it, I get so excited. I'm like, yo, people are out here actually educating themselves, man. I appreciate you, and you definitely have a powerful message with inside of your art, man, and I appreciate that. Give someone something to listen to, you know what I mean? Yo, Duchess, I know you just seen that that Lil Uzi picture that just came out from Philly. Did you see that? With the Gucci?
No, not yet.
Oh, man. Yo.
When did he drop it? When was it?
No, it's not a song. It's a picture. And he just really you know, made it all bad for all Philly artists. And then I was going to say, after listening to you, I'm like, Philly is alive. You know what I mean? It's a message out here. And people actually just got to go look for it.
Yes,
man. It's definitely a blessing. You are a blessing, man. You have some words that people need to listen to each and every day. Duchess, tell the people how they can find you on your social media, your website, and everything. Give yourself a shout out.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at The Color Duchess. You can also find me on my website, thecolorduchess.com. My media, my music, everything is at The Color Duchess. You already know I am your favorite color. And thank you so much for having me again. And it's really been such a wonderful time speaking with you.
Doubt, man. I appreciate you for coming through and supporting us here on Revive Radio, man. We definitely got to stay locked with you, man, because I got to connect real soon, because you got some big things going on. I definitely want to meet you in person, Duchess. I appreciate you.
Of course. Take care. Thank you.
No doubt. Have a great week. Man, that just wraps up another great episode here with our weekly thrill guest, Duchess Simone. Man, make sure you guys go follow her on Instagram at The Color Duchess, man. Follow her right now. She's very talented, and she got something for your ears, man. She got some flavors for your ears, definitely, man. So once again, if you are somebody who is looking to put their artistry out there, if you're an entrepreneur, if you have something for the people that you know, Revive Radio can definitely get with, can catch the wave. If you think we can catch your wave while you catching our wave, while we reviving the airways, man, definitely hit us up right now. revive.poc@gmail.com. Once again, revive.poc@gmail.com. And subscribe right now to that Revive newsletter so you can definitely stay locked with us here at Revive, so you know who is blessing your airways each and every week. You can find our recaps, our playbacks, everything at reviveisalive.com, and definitely check out our new blogs we just put up for you guys this past week. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, you'll be back live with Meet Your Girl POC here on Revive Radio. You already know what time it is, man. Tune in. Spread the word. Spread the message.
Did you know that teens now spend more than 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen? Wow, that's a long time.
More and more people are getting attached to technology and are therefore not getting enough exercise. This act can lead to a growth in obesity. That is why it is important to go outside and get some exercise. Exercise controls weight and also reduces depression and anxiety. Do some form of exercise at least 3 times a week. Teens who exercise are 36% less likely to develop brain tumors. Take a stand against obesity and exercise every few days. This will help in the long run and will lead you to a happier.
Let me tell you who to blame. Blame the boy lying at your feet, his body oozing life through the hole in his stomach where the bullet tore him apart. Blame him for challenging you, for not looking away and for not backing down when you pulled out the gun. Blame your mother for bringing you into this world when she was but a kid herself, and for dragging you up, not bringing you up. Blame society for not giving you hope. Blame your father for not being there, the man who looked after himself instead of looking after you. Blame the gun in your hand for making you a target, for making you more likely to be picked on. Blame the dead boy, blame your mother, blame society, blame your father, blame the gun. Blame anyone but yourself for not being strong enough to put down the gun, to break the cycle.
recap. You know what time it is, man. It's me, your girl, POC, host of Revive Radio, man. Each and every Sunday, we reviving airways all the way up until 1 p.m. today, man. Each and every Sunday, make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message, and definitely give us a call each and every time we revive in the airways, 215-490-9832. Go ahead and use that emergency contact number right now, 215-490-9832. Earlier today in Revive, we played a quick clip from you guys with the interview with Lauryn Hill, and they were talking about the solutions and the problems and how we should stop passing the blames. But then there were other people in that interview were saying, yo, there are people to blame, and we need to get the reparations from them people in order to, but my thing is like, who is the they, right? But anyway, we need to get our reparations from them in order for us to start over and have the economic power that we're all looking for. And if you agree with that, definitely, I want to know your call. I want to know your answer right now. Give me a call right now, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Or you can also find us at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Once again, that's Revive_POC. And you already know I need you guys to subscribe to that Revive newsletter that comes out once a month, man. Once a month, go ahead and drop your email right there. Once again, we will not spam you. We just try to help you guys stay locked here on Revive so you know what we are doing, how we getting things done, how we blessing the city of Philadelphia, and definitely how the city of Philadelphia is blessing us too, man. Shout out to the city of Philadelphia, man. We just had some crazy weather on Saturday. No, was it Friday? We just had some crazy weather on Friday. It was like a blizzard. You walk outside, you're just going to get blown away. Wind everywhere, trash cans flying. Everything was just crazy outside. But then Saturday morning, you wake up and it doesn't look like nothing ever happened. It just looks like a sunny morning, a sunny Saturday, no wind, no snow, no rain, nothing. It just like honestly looked like a spring day. The birds was outside chirping yesterday. So that is crazy to me, man. If you somebody who has some ideas, some conspiracy thoughts about what's going on with this weather, I need to listen to it live here on Revive, man. So give us a call. I'm gonna keep pushing this number all the way to the end of the show, 215-490-9832. What's up with this weather, man? If you got an opinion, you got a perspective, definitely let us hear it live on Revive. Hit us up again, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Revive_POC. But I do want to go ahead and drop this information for you guys. Tomorrow on DG Radio with Revive is going to be alive. Trust me when I tell you, we're going to have Philadelphia's very own Justin Richburger coming through blessing the airways, man. And I know all you guys got some questions for Justin, because I know I got some questions for Justin, man. Justin is a illustrator, a drawer, a comic book analyst. Like, I don't even know how to box this young man, because he has so much talent. You cannot really box him. Trust me when I tell you, he's doing some amazing things. His graphics are, it just is mind blowing to the point where you have to guess what he is thinking, to the point where you can put your own conclusions onto the different graphics that he puts out, man. I'm really excited to be speaking with him tomorrow live on DG. I want you all to give us a call while we live on DG Radio too, to definitely get your questions off. He was the young man who dropped the dice game picture with Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Martin Luther King, Kevin Hart. He had Denzel, he had Oprah, Mike Tyson, Allen Iverson in it. It was so much going on in that one picture. It's like, what is really the meaning behind this image? And I definitely had to reach out to him because I needed to know myself, and I know a lot of our audience members needed to know too, definitely, because we put that picture up on our social media and we got a lot of comments back from that one, man. And I just really want to know what Justin was thinking. We got some comments I want to read right now. Somebody just flat out said the trap. Someone said niggas love dice. Someone said, I think it's showing our leaders prior to them being put on a pedestal and accepting their calling. It's a lot going on here. It's definitely a lot going on here, and that could definitely be true too. It's showing, you know, who they were before they became the leaders, but they're still people too, right? Definitely. Someone commented, we feed in the streets. Okay. Someone also commented and said, just straight foolishness. I'm sorry. And then someone also commented and said, in West Philly, Wakanda. So definitely want to know what he was thinking, and tomorrow will be the day that you can ask him live on air here on Revive Radio. So make sure you guys tune in. We'll be promoting that today and all day tomorrow, so you guys know exactly what time you can tune in and what time to definitely give us a call so you can get your answer from Justin. So make sure you guys tune in. And once again, before we went to commercial break, just like I said, if you're someone who is looking for an opportunity to showcase your talent, your platform, whatever your business may be, your startup business, if you're an entrepreneur, definitely hit us up at revive.poc@gmail.com so you can come through and bless the airways with us here on Revive Radio, man. Definitely bless the airways. And I want to know how you guys starting your march off, too. I want to know how you guys are starting your march off. It's a new month, man. It's the third month of the year. Today is March 4th. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing that you did not do in that first 60? I want to know. I want to hear some answers from you guys today, man. Definitely. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, you'll be back live with Meet Your Girl POC. I got some more questions for you guys. I need some more answers from you guys. I need you guys to give me a call. Once again, 215-490-9832.
And when I say this world, I mean it. I don't mean in an ideal sense. I mean in every day, every little thing you do. It's such a gimme, gimme, gimme. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like, you taught that from school, everywhere. Big business. If you want to be successful, you want to be like Trump, gimme, gimme, gimme. Push, 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 push. Step, step, step. Crush, crush, crush. That's how it all is. And it's like, nobody ever stopped. Just, you know, I feel like instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's there. Bad whitey, bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop that. And everybody's smart enough to know that, I mean, we've been slighted, and we want ours. And I don't mean by, like, ours, 40 acres and a mule, because we're past that. But we need help. I mean, for us to be on our own 2 feet, us meaning youth or us meaning black people, whatever you want to take it for us to be on our own 2 feet, we do need help. Because we have been here. We have been a good friend. If you want to make it a relationship type thing, we have been there, and now we deserve our payback. It's like you got a friend that you don't never look out for. You know, you dressed up in jewels. Now America's got jewels, and they paid and everything, and they lending money to everybody except us. And it's like, you know, everybody need a little help on their way to being, you know, self-reliant. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing about the album, about the Special Olympics. Everybody need a little something and they to be independent. No independent person just grew up and was born independent. You worked and you learned teamwork and you learned cooperation and unity and struggle. And then you became independent. And we have to teach that and instill that. And why is it that they want to do that? I mean, if this is truly a melting pot in the country where we care about and Lady Liberty got a hand like this, she really loves us, then we really need to be like that. And it needs to be the black kids. And if there's a white person who got money, then he need to help them. He need to help black kids, Mexican kids, Korean kids, whatever. But it needs to be real. And it needs to be before we all die and then you say, oh, I made a mistake. We should have gave them some money. We really should have helped these folks. It's going to be too late. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you got to pay your own karma. And that's when God make you punish. When God punishes you. Because I feel like, you know, it's too much money here. I mean, nobody should be hitting Lotto for $36 million and we got people starving in the streets. That is not idealistic. That's just real. That is just stupid. There's no way Michael Jackson should have, or whoever Jackson, should have a million thousand, quadruple billion dollars and then there's people starving. There's no way. There's no way that these people should own planes and their people don't have houses, apartments, shacks, drawers, pants. If they earned it, then I think that that's good, and I think that they deserve it. But even if you earned it, you still owe. Because look at me, I don't have that mega money, but I feel guilty walking by somebody. I got to give them some mail. And if I know I got $3,000 in my pocket, I feel like it's wrong to give that person a quarter or a dollar. It's wrong. Only you know what you got in your pocket. And that's wrong. No matter what they do, if they take it and drink it, they take it and drink it. But, I mean, you got... You understand? And we all know how hard it is, and it's not about if you good or you bad. So since it's not about if you good or you bad, we know that because he don't got, don't mean he was bad. Or don't mean he's a criminal, or don't mean he's crazy, or a drug addict, or none of that. It just means he don't got. And ain't it bad that you got 30, I mean, can you imagine somebody having $32 million? $32 million. And this person has nothing, and you can sleep. You can still go to the movies about, I mean, and then these are the type of people that get humanitarian awards. Millionaires. How can they be humanitarians by the fact that they're millionaires and there's so many poor people shows how unhumane they are. You know what I'm saying? And that bugs me. Not saying that when I'm never going to be rich and I'm never, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying it's a struggle and I think everybody deserves. And I think there's a way to pay these people. I think there is a way. It just takes to be revolutionary, and it takes to do something out of the ordinary. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that if we just said, okay, I got an idea. No more porno buildings. You know what I'm saying? Let's build houses. Or no more polo games. Let's build houses for poor people. You know what I'm saying? Or, look, okay, I know you're rich. I know you got $40 billion, but can you just keep it to one house? You only need one house. And if you only got two kids, can you just keep it to two rooms? I mean, why have 52 rooms and you know there's somebody with no room? It just don't make sense to me. It don't. And then these people celebrate Christmas. They got big trees, huge trees, all the little trimmings. Everybody got gifts, and there's somebody starving. And they're having a white Christmas. They're having a great Christmas. Eggnog and the whole nine. That's not fair to me.
Did y'all see the stuff I posted on my wall?
Nah, it didn't even show up in my news feed.
Man, I'm done with social media. All the injustice and brutality going around, and it's like they're trying to suppress our voice. We're trying to get the message out there, and you can't even share empowerment and what's going on around the country either.
Mm-mm. Nah, don't be dumb with social media, though. It's a tool, and there is a place where we have a voice. It's a Let's Buy Black 365 social network. You do anything you would on any other social network. Post pictures, videos, status updates, share resources and community news. But on Let's Buy Black 365, it's a platform for us and by us to tell our messages.
Whoa, that's like a digital underground railroad.
What's the name of that site again?
It's letsbuyblack365.com.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's all about networking, and you get points, right?
Yeah, the more you network, post, and share, the more points you get. Plus, you get points for posting pictures, sharing information, attending community events, and inviting others to network with you on the app.
Wow, that's all I need to know. I'm gonna go download that app right now.
Now, better yet, let me invite you so I can get some points. It's all about empowerment and solutions, y'all.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm all in.
Let's do it. Let's share our stories.
Let's buy black365.com.
Black
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. Yep, you know what time it is, man. It's me, your girl, POC, host of Revive Radio, man. I appreciate you guys for staying locked here on Revive Radio, man, each and every Sunday with that good Sunday morning talk radio while we reviving your airways. I definitely want to give a shout-out to all of our guests today here on Revive, Philadelphia's very own Eye Care Academy. Make sure you guys go check them out at eyecareacademy.com. Make sure you guys go check them out, as well as our weekly thrill guest, Duchess Simone. Make sure you guys go check her out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram too, man. Make sure you guys go check out our guests. They're doing some really big things, making some really big moves here in the city of Philadelphia, man, definitely. Also, I just wanted to give a shout out to the home team, Marion Barry statue, D.C.'s favorite mayor statue has been released today. I'm sorry, it was actually yesterday. The statue was released yesterday at the John A. Wilson Building in Washington, D.C. So make sure you guys go check that out. If you are from the DMV area, you're listening to me right now, make sure you guys go check out that Marion Barry statue right now. The D.C.'s mayor of all time, forever the mayor of D.C., man. He definitely showed love without the school programs, with the kids, the summer youth programs. He did a lot for District of Columbia when he was the mayor, so definitely I want to give a huge shout out to him. And I hope you guys, man, go do your research, go educate yourselves on everything that he has done for the district, so you guys can replicate that same thing. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, you can just innovate the wheel, you hear me? So definitely, guys, go check out the mayor Marion Barry statue, and definitely go do your research, because he definitely made a lot of different moves when he was the mayor of DC. So definitely shout out to the district for showing love, man. We got some love right there in the district already. But I definitely just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you to everyone who's supporting. Please make sure you guys go to reviveisalive.com right now to help us keep Revive alive. Just donate $1 to the Revive 365 campaign. Once again, $1 is right there on the homepage on the website, reviveisalive.com. Click that button right now to just donate $1 to help keep Revive alive each and every day. I do want to put some information out there for you guys too. Russell Brand will be going on a world tour really soon. I've been slipping. I haven't been putting that information out there for you guys, but Russell Brand is definitely going on a world tour. We're actually leaving this week to go to Montego Bay, Jamaica, so we won't be live next week, but we still got you guys this Wednesday and definitely tomorrow on DG, so definitely tune in. I'm going to put some more information about that on the website, as well as the social media's platform, so definitely tune into that. Check that out. If you're someone who's from Montego Bay, you're listening right now, you got a spot that we need to check out, hit us up. You got a school that we need to pull up on, please hit us up right now, because that's definitely what we're going to do. We're going out there to help, mentor, guide, have a little bit of fun. Tab Money will be celebrating her Earth Day birthday out there as well. We go each and every year, man. We definitely love Montego Bay, because they definitely show us love each and every time we touch down in Mo Bay. So definitely shout out to everybody who's tuning in from, you know, the island right now. I'm definitely going to be doing a live broadcasting out there too, so I can upload for you guys here so you can listen to it. I'm be live broadcasting out there in Montego Bay with the family. It's going to be amazing. Some dope interviews. Last year when we came back, I had a really, really great interview for you guys. I'm actually going to put that on the website this week. I'm going to put that up on the website so you guys can check that out too, so you already know what kind of flavors we'll be bringing to your ears when we get back here in America in about 2 weeks. I think we're gone for 2 weeks, so definitely stay locked to us. Man, definitely check us out at reviveisalive.com. And you already know Tab Money got her own website at cbelifestyles.com. That's where you can find all the Russell Brand gear, the hats, the crew necks, everything. Stay locked, man. Support yours and stay out the stores. I am about to wrap it up here on Revive Radio today. Once again, I want to just shout out our guest today, Eye Care Academy, Philadelphia's very own Eye Care Academy. They just had a WEB Du Bois Day in Philadelphia, honoring some amazing people in Philly who definitely have a movement behind them, who is definitely putting out that positive energy, that positive message for the people in Philly to wake up and speak up. Definitely shout out to Wallow 267,
Patty Jackson, a veteran in the game. Kenyatta Johnson. I know. I thank you. Somebody corrected me early. I said Kenyatta Jones, but his name is definitely Kenyatta Johnson. So shout out to him too. And definitely Duchess, man. Duchess is making some big moves with her poing ting. So make sure you guys check her out too, so you can hear some of that vibration she putting out to the world. And definitely, I want to give another huge Earth Day shout out to Harmony the Goddess, always holding it down for the Revive family, man. Shout out to Harmony the Goddess. She spent her 27th lap around the universe yesterday. Yesterday was her Earth Day birthday, so definitely shout out to Harmony the Goddess. But once again, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here on Revive Radio. If you need to hit me up, man, make sure you guys do so. revive.poc@gmail.com. I am always looking for freelance bloggers, photographers, journalists, everything to come bless the Revive. Is a live website each and every day, man. We trying to get some good content up for the people, that information that's for you, by you, man, that FUBU kind of information. And definitely check out TLS Politics. We got a segment called What's Buzzing, hosted by Keith Taylor from the Left Side of Politics. So make sure you guys check out TLS Politics, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TLS Politics. On Instagram is TLS Politics _. So make sure you guys check them out. And also check out Tyler Vina with What the Fact, coming on DG each and every Monday here on Revive Radio, man. We're trying to put together some dope segments for you guys to educate and re-educate you guys each and every time we bless their airways. So it's important that you guys put in your perspective so we can get out that information that you want to know. You know what I'm saying? That good FUBU information. If you guys put it out, we definitely take it back in, man. So definitely just want to say thank you to everybody who's blessing the Revive Airways with me each and every week. Thank you for the entire Revive family, man. I'm about to go ahead and play a little bit more of Tupac for you guys, man. Definitely about to play a little bit more of Tupac for you guys. We played a little skit for you at the last commercial break, and I was feeling the vibes. I'm like, let's just educate the people. They don't want to hear me talk. Let's just educate the people. You already know what time it is, man. It's Meet Your Girl POC, host of Revive Radio, man. Stay locked to Revive. Once again, tomorrow on DG, we're going to have Philadelphia's very own Justin Richburger blessing the airwaves, man. Make sure you guys stay locked. Thank you again. Reviveisalive.com. Tune in each and every week.